The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball here tonight on ESPN Radio. We're in Hastings tonight, the season finale between Adams Central and Kearney Catholic here this evening. Adams Central coming in a record of 14 wins, 6 losses on the evening. And the Kearney Catholic Stars coming in with a mark of 17 wins and 4 losses. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight here from the Patriot Gym. Adams Central just got done breaking a 3-game losing streak. They had drop games to Gibbon, to Hastings St. Cecilia, and to Ravenna. Went up to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday and beat Pierce by the score of 40-27. The Stars out of Kearney Catholic coming off of a win over Loup City the other night, winning by the score of 73-41. Kearney Catholic has lost only 4 games all year long, 2 games to Ravenna, 1 game to McCook, and 1 game to North Platte St. Pat's. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on ESPN Radio. Brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a 30-second timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster as the pregame show continues here on ESPN Radio.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on ESPN Radio as we get you sent for Adams Central and Kearney Catholic tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And coach, sitting at 14-6 on the season, got off of a 3-game losing streak during the Heartland Hoops Classic and knocking off Pierce. Did it feel good?
Yeah, it was good to get back in the win column. And Pierce has a great program, and Coach Emery does a great job, and they play tremendous defense. And they were really hot. They came off winning their conference championship. They'd won 4 or 5 games in a row, I think. So we felt really good about Saturday.
140-27 at the Heartland Hoops Classic over Pierce. Use your defense here kind of in this one, huh?
Yeah, they're tremendous in their structure and their man offense, and we just felt that running our 1-2-2 trap was going to be really important in the game. And so we trapped them, and at the end of the first quarter it was 10-0, and it was just, I mean, the key to the whole game was just our 1-2-2 trap, and it really bothered them and didn't let them be who they are, didn't let them be structured.
You've got Kearney Catholic here tonight in your season finale, and then you got the prospects, and you do have Kearney Catholic again next week in the opening round of the sub-districts. What about playing this team back-to-back?
Well, I mean, you know, in one way, you know, you can find positives and you can find negatives. I think he's got to make the best of it. That it's the same for both teams, and I'm sure we'll keep some things back tonight, and so will they. But I guess this kind of thing happens sometimes in the NBA and some different levels, but in high school it's kind of rare, I think, in my 12 years. One year I helped Coach Rath and Donoff, and we played Loup City the final game, and we played him in subs. And but it is what it is. It happens in other places also.
You try to use tonight's ball game to maybe try some things, see how it works in the event. You might want to use it next week.
Yeah, I think there's a balance to that. I mean, there's some things maybe you want to keep that you've kept secret all year. You're waiting to show in district. And on the other side of it, like you said, you might show some things early and just see what they're going to do, and then you always can adjust your game plan for Tuesday based on that.
What about the Kearney Catholic team? What do you see?
Well, they are just tremendous. I mean, they're 17-4, and 2 of their losses are to Ravenna, and we've already seen how good they are. And the first one was in double overtime. Kearney Catholic had them beat, which says, volumes about how good Kearney Catholic is. Tremendous defense. Coach Lee always has them play, 100 miles an hour. They're going to play the whole length of the court. They're going to run and jump and fly around. Really get a lot of their offense off of their defense. And, as far as offensively, they live and die by the three. I mean, we played them twice last year in the conference championship and then a week later, and in both games they hit 12 and 13 threes in the two games and shot over 50% from the three-point line, and we got beat in close games. And, I mean, you just watch them. When they hit the three, they are dynamite. And when they don't hit the three, they're really good, you know. They hit 15 threes against Loop City last week. And so offensively, our whole defensive plan has got to be to have the best game of the year as far as closeouts and really containing the dribble. Because when they beat you off the dribble, then you got to help, and then they get dribble pitch threes, and that's what they want to do. They want to drive it and pitch it. They don't really have a post game. David Squires is a behemoth. He's a giant, but he loves to shoot the three. He's a Kearney Catholic guy, and he'll shoot the three. You will not see him score in the paint probably very much unless it's an offensive rebound, but they all play five-out motion and really, really shoot the three.
Extend out your defense a little bit. Is it going to cause problems for you defensively?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's one of those deals that if you play zone, if you play man, it doesn't really matter what you do. They're going to shoot the three. I think the key is that you just force them into shooting 22 and 23-footers and not 20 and 21-footers. And that might sound crazy, but I remember talking to Fremont Bergen's coach last year because they played him, had a lot of success, and that's all they talked about. They played zone, which you think, well, they're going to shoot threes and be more open. He said, we're going to play zone. They're going to shoot it anyway. Let's just really try to keep them in front of us and push them out a little bit further than they want to, because everybody knows that if you go further back out, your percentages are going to drop, and that's what we're going to try to do in our defense also.
This has always been a kind of a competitive and a spirited series between the Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. We expect no different tonight.
Oh, yeah, and I think, you know, we have tremendous respect for what they've done. I think they respect our program, and you have, you know, some familiarity, some history, too, with Coach Selecta. You know, he spent 10, 11 years at Kearney Catholic, so this game I know means a lot to him, and a lot of their kids still know him. So, that, you know, that's an element to the game, too. But I think more than anything else, we just both appreciate and respect each other's programs, and I think that you're going to see a level of play that shows that.
Sub-districts again get underway next week. Is this team ready?
Oh, I think so. I mean, we went through the meat grinder here, you know, the last three or four weeks with our schedule, and I think we've seen a little bit of everything throughout the year, and I think our kids are poised to make a run here.
During the three-game losing streak, did you find out some things about your basketball team that you might want to correct before next week?
Well, I mean, our whole success level is going to be measured by on the offensive end if we get great shots and if we don't turn it over. So that's the thing that we really got to focus on. I think our defense throughout the year has been good enough to keep us in games, and it'll keep us in games next week. I think that the thing I learned more than anything else was a positive. It's our kids aren't going to quit, and when everybody else is down on us, that they stuck together and they found a way to get better through that stretch.
Is this team good enough to advance in the postseason?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think that's the thing about our sub. I mean, Gibbon is our 5 seed. Gibbon's 12-10, and they are. I mean, as we know, they're good enough to beat anybody, and they have just a dynamite player in Riley Reinertsen, averaging 24.5 points a game. And so, you know, that St. Cecilia Gibbon game, I think, is a toss-up. I think our game with Kearney Catholic is a toss-up. I think Minden against either St. or Gibbon, you know, you probably give the advantage to Minden, but I don't think it's by a lot. I just think any game on our sub is going to be a toss-up. And then you look at the other side, Valentine 17-4, and we actually went to Valentine this summer for camp and played them twice, and so we know they're pretty good. I just think it's anybody's district. Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We've got more on the New Tech Seeds pregame show coming up next on ESPN Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
All right, we're back at the Patriot Gym at Hastings tonight at Adams Central High School. We'll get you set for Adams Central and Kearney Catholic here on ESPN Radio. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. for Kearney Catholic here tonight. They will go with Brian Huseman, a 6-foot junior. Huseman on the season is averaging 9 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Keegan Fitzgerald is a 5'9" and senior. He is averaging 10.8 points per ball game and 2.1 rebounds per game. Alex Lease is a 6'1" junior, averaging 9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Tyson Kohling is a 5'9" senior. Kohling is averaging 5.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. David Squires, the other starter for Kearney Catholic, 6'2" junior, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on ESPN Radio. Starting lines for the Patriots of Adams Central, Jake Fowler, a 5'11" junior, averaging 5.6 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Brady Barrett, a 6'2" senior, Barrett averaging 16.5 points, 4 rebounds per ball game. Ryan Bruna, a 5'11" senior, averaging 1.1.5 rebounds per game. Adam Hunt, a 6'3" senior, Hunt averaging 6.7 points, 3.4 rebounds per game. And Christian Hansen is 6'6" senior, averaging 8 points and 6.6 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineup tonight brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. And we're set to go. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on ESPN Radio. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic, the first of two games between these two teams. This is the season finale during the regular season. They'll get together again next Tuesday in the first round of the C19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament at Hastings College. That'll be the second game of the night, starting at 7:45. So back-to-back games here with Adams Central and Kearney Catholic as they try to advance during the postseason. Ball is in the air. Adams Central controls the opening tip. The Patriots dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue here tonight. Kearney Catholic dressed in their green uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Adams Central had parents' night here tonight, seniors' night, so all the seniors, four of them, on the squad here getting a start for head coach Zach Foster in the ball game. In addition to Jake Fowler, who's got the ball right now at the point. Over on the left side to Adam Hunt, brings the ball out here in three-point territory. Kearney Catholic is in a man-to-man defense. They'll play man most of the night here against the Patriots. Here's Barrett on the wing on the left side. Good outside shooter, averaging 16.5 points per ball game. Barrett comes out here to Jake Fowler. Fowler dribbles the ball down the near sideline, stops, lobs it inside to Hodson, down into a low block. Gets it over there in the corner to the left side to Bruna. He drives the baseline, dishes off to Hodson. The ball's through his fingertips, right in the hands of the Stars. The Stars come back the other way quickly with the ball. Here's Huseman with it now. Left side of the lane, leaves it out on top. That's going to be Squires. He's a big boy as he goes over on the wing on the right side to Fitzgerald. Back inside, driving for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Lease. And the rebound comes down to Adam Hunt of Adams Central. Gets it in the hands now of Jake Fowler. Fowler for three. Shot is up there, and he buries it. Jake Fowler from the wing on the left side buries a three-pointer, and the Patriots are out on top by a score of 3-0. Stars coming back quickly down the right sideline. Kohling has got the ball to Fitzgerald down in the corner to Squires. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to EC. Rebounded there by Bruna. He gets it away to Fowler. Brings it back to Bruna, down to Fowler again. He hustles back into the offensive zone. Right side to Adam Hunt as he drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Rebounded there by Huseman of Kearney Catholic. 3-0 is the score. Patriots have the lead. 6:12 remaining here in the first quarter from the Patriot gym. Here's Fitzgerald. His shot for three is off of the front iron. No good. Barrett grabs the rebound. Barrett runs her back the other way for Adams Central into the offensive zone. Bruna on the baseline. His shot is up there. It is one shot and out. The rebound comes down to Alex Lease. It's like a hockey match here early. Lease drives it back the other way. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. Bus touched here by the Patriots. Into the ball game now will be Blake Overmiller for Adams Central. Overmiller is going to replace Ryan Bruna. Also into the ball game will be Jesse Ackerman replacing Christian Hodson. 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. Patriots out on top in the three-pointer by Jake Fowler. Kearney Catholic with the ball in their offensive end. Fitzgerald, dribble penetration down the lane. Nice dish. Now Huseman is up there. It's good. Huseman, Brian Huseman gets the field goal there for Kearney Catholic. The Stars are on the scoreboard, 3-2 now. Adams Central has got to lead. Jake Fowler down the left sideline brings it back to the center of the floor. Over here to Barrett for three. Shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Overmiller. Jump pass back out on top. That's going to be Jake Fowler with the ball. Fowler brings it back to Overmiller. Dribble penetration gets by Squires. Goes for the hole. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Squires. He runs her back the other way. A long lead pass ahead to Lease. He drives for the hole and scores. Alex Lease scoring there. And Kearney Catholic has got the lead 4-3. So the Stars have come back and hit a couple of field goals here after Adams Central hit the three-pointer by Jake Fowler. Here's AC with the ball on their offensive end. Overmiller lobs it down in the corner on the right side to Adam Hunt. Lobs it in the lane. Ackerman has it. Has it tipped loose. Picks it up near the three-second line for the three-point line out here on the right side. Over here on the right side now to Adam Hunt. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tyson Culling. Culling has got the rebound there for Adams Central, or rather for Kearney Catholic. He brings it into the offensive zone now. Here's a Huseman with the ball. Huseman now to Squires. Outside a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball. Comes up, puts up a 10-footer. Shot good. Jake Fowler scores there for AC, and it's now a 5-4 ball game. 5-4. Adams Central has got the lead. Driving down the lane. Contact made, and the foul is going to be called. Keenan Fitzgerald brings the ball back the other way, and he draws a personal foul here on the Patriots. Foul is going to go on Ackerman. That's going to be his first team foul on Adams Central here in this first quarter of play. Going to the free throw line here for the Kearney Catholic Stars at the 421 mark. We're going to see Keenan Fitzgerald. And his shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the front iron. No good. Fitzgerald is averaging 10.8 points, 2.1 rebounds per ball game. He is the leading scorer here for the Stars. Connor Streit is going to come into the ball game now for Kearney Catholic. Here comes Blake Holtmeyer into the contest as well for head coach Don Lease. 421 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4. It's Adams Central out on top here in the ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Keenan Fitzgerald. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. But now we're tied up at 5 points apiece. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball for Adams Central as he runs it down the near sideline. Fowler dribbling with the ball. Stomps out here. Gets it across the top to a Blake Overmiller. Out here in 3 point territory. Brings it back to Fowler. On the wing on the left side, Fowler dribbling with the ball over there. Fowler dribbling to the back to the center of the floor. Gets it over here on the wing to a Brady Barrett. Brady trying to penetrate inside. Good defense here by Fitzgerald of Kearney Catholic. Here's Jake Fowler. He drives the ball to the free throw line. Jump pass down low. It's going to be through the fingertips of Ackerman. The ball goes out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called here on Ackerman of Adams Central. Ackerman had to go off of his fingertips, and then he was scrambling for the ball there and picks up the personal foul. That's two fouls now on Jesse Ackerman. He's going to have to come out of the ball game. Here comes Matt Brown into the contest now for Zach Foster. So Matt Brown is into the ball game now for Adams Central. He's a 6'3" junior, averaging 6 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. We're tied up at 5 points apiece early in the ball game. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic tonight from the Patriot Gym in Hastings. Here's Fitzgerald for three. A shot up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Christian Hodson. Hodson gets it away now to a Blake Overmiller as he hustles into the forecourt. Left side, Jake Fowler takes the ball out of the baseline. Contact made. Offensive foul is going to be called. Jake Fowler is hit with an offensive foul there as he knocks down a star right underneath the hole for the Patriots. So an offensive foul there on Jake Fowler. Adam Hunt comes into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Fowler. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic tied up at 5 points apiece. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Brown. He goes for the hole, and he's fouling the play. Matt Brown gets a steal there for Adams Central. He's fouling the play as he takes the ball to the hole. And now Matt Brown will go to the free throw line here. Matt Brown is a 42% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Brown, a 42% foul shooter, 60% from the field, and 42% from three-point territory. He's averaging 6.1 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Here's the second shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Hodson. He goes up. His shot's going to be no good. Ball loose under the bucket, and it's picked up here by Connor Streit. Gets the ball ahead. It's going to be picked up by Isaac Richter. Back outside the ring, there's a Streit. It's out of his end. Connor Streit hits the three ball there for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars are out on top now by the score of 8-6. Here's a Blake Overmiller with the ball now for Adams Central. Brings the ball into the offensive zone. Feeds over there to Adam Hunt. Lobs it down low to a Hodson. He throws it back out into three-point territory to Hunt. Punt goes over to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller dribbles to the right side of the lane. Hands the ball away to Brady Barrett. Now we got a timeout called here. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. So a timeout, Adams Central, 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we got a timeout with a score, Kearney Catholic 8, Adams Central 6.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Boys High School basketball, the season finale for both of these teams. However, they'll see each other again next week in the opening round of the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament at Hastings College. 8-6 is the score. Kearney Catholic with a lead over AC here tonight. Ryan Bruna back into the ball game. He's got it on the right side of the lane, trying to get away. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline to Hodson. He lobs it inside to Barrett. His shot no good. Follow shot by Barrett is good, and he's fouling the play. Brady couldn't get the first one to go down. Got his own rebound back and puts it up there and scores. And Barrett will now go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Barrett is the Patriots' leading scorer on the season, averaging 16.5 points per ball game. The last foul went on Isaac Richter. And the shot by Barrett from the free throw line is good, so Brady hits a three-point play. And now we're tied up at 8 points apiece. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio. Adams Central 14-6 on the season. Kearney Catholic at 17-4. And now the Patriots will apply a little bit of pressure here in backcourt with Adam Hunt. Roaming of the ball is Lease. He brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to David Squires. Now down in the corner, right side of Culling. His shot for three. Good. This is a team, Kearney Catholic, that likes to shoot the three ball. They've nailed two already here in the first quarter. 11-8 to score now. Or 11-9 it should be. 11-9. Kearney Catholic with a two-point lead. Here's Ryan Bruna at the elbow, right side of the lane. Bounce pass down low. They get it to Barrett. He puts up a little right-handed hook shot. No good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down to Squires. Squires has got the rebound for Kearney Catholic being hocked back here in backcourt. Outlet pass goes to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald brings it back to the center of the floor. Dribbles down the lane. Down in the corner now. Culling. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Lease and a foul called. Lease gets hit with a personal foul here. A rebounding foul on Kearney Catholic. That's going to be his first team foul. Number two on the Stars here in this first quarter of play. You heard Adams Central head coach Zach Foster talk during the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight. The Patriots were not going to show a whole lot. They didn't expect the Stars to show their entire offensive and defensive scheme either in the ball game here tonight because they will see each other here in a couple of days where all the marbles will be on the table and a winner-take-all sub-district opener at Hastings College. So just trying to feel out one another here tonight. 1:20 to play. Here in this first quarter, it's an 11-10 or 11-9 ball game. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Barrett. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Stars. Ryan Huseman has got the ball now for Kearney Catholic. Comes back into the offensive zone. Nearly has his pocket pick. It's rebounded here by Huseman in backcourt to a Culling now. Back outside, a three-pointer is thrown up there by Lease. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller drumming the ball. It's knocked loose. Blake picks her back up. Gets it to Adam Hunt now, just across the 10-second line. 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hunt bounce pass down low to Hodson, and shot is up and in. Christian Hodson scoring there on the assist from Adam Hunt. And now we're tied up at 11 points apiece here in the opening period. Here's Alex Lease with the ball now for Kearney Catholic. Moves it to the right side, a three-pointer, bingo. Alex Lease throwing up a three-pointer. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Stars go out on top now by a score of 14-11. We're down to 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central bringing the ball into the offensive zone again. Jake Fowler dribbles down in the corner on the right side. It's a man-to-man defense here for the Stars. Fowler trying to get the ball away. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. So Fowler trapped down here in the corner on the right side. He threw a jump pass to the far sideline away over the head of Adam Hunt into the second row of the bleachers over there. And the Patriots turn the ball away for the second time here tonight. Here comes Bruna back into the ball game now for AC, replacing Brady Barrett. 11.6 seconds to play here in quarter number one. The Stars have a three-point lead, 14-11 over Adams Central. There's Keenan Fitzgerald with the ball. Moves it on the right sideline. Dribble penetration to the hole. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Fowler. Rebounded by Adams Central. A shot from half court by Hunt's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play tonight. In boys high school basketball, one quarter in the books to score. Kearney Catholic 14, Adams Central 11.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic here on ESPN Radio. 14-11 to score. Kearney Catholic has got the lead. The Stars have nailed 3 3-pointers in the ballgame so far. Adams Central has got to 1 3-pointer in this first quarter. And it's 14-11. The Stars have the lead. Kearney Catholic with the opening possession here in the second period. There's a three by Squires. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the ball hits the support up above the basket. And Adams Central playing things in. Jake Fowler with 5 points so far for Adams Central. Brady Barrett's got 3. Matt Brown has got 1. And Christian Hodson has got 2. With the Stars, Alex Lease has got 5 points. Culling has got 3. Fitzgerald has got 1. Huseman has got 2. And Strite has got to 3 points. Here's a Fowler dribbling down the lane, and it comes way back outside. They're going to get to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller now to Hunt. Moves it over here on the right wing. That's going to be Jake Fowler with the ball. Kearney Catholic is in the man-to-man defense. Fowler takes it down to the baseline. A reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is out of bounds off of the fingertips of Hodson. So it'll be Kearney Catholic playing things in here in backcourt. 7 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 14-11. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Here's Alex Lease with the ball now for Kearney Catholic. Goes over to a Tyson Culling. Culling in the deep wing on the right side, picked up there by Fowler of Adams Central as the Patriots stay man-to-man. Here's Lease for 3. His shot's going to be short this time. The ball poked to the corner. It's picked up by Fowler. Jake Fowler has got the ball for Adams Central down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, gets it to Blake Overmiller. Now outside to Brady Barrett. Dribble penetration down the lane, running one-hander, no good. Rebound comes down to Culling. Tyson Culling has got it for Kearney Catholic down the right sideline. That's Keenan Fitzgerald, cross-court pass to Huseman. Huseman takes the ball into the paint, throws it out here on the wing on the right side to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald flips it away to Huseman. Dribble penetration, loses control of the ball, foul called. Huseman takes the ball to the hole there for the Stars, angling in from the right wing. And a personal foul here is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Hodson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots. So we're going to have some free throws coming up here by Kearney Catholic. That's only the 4th team foul on the Patriots, but this will be a shooting foul here. And the shot by Huseman is up there. It's good. Huseman is averaging 9.6 points per ball game, 3.8 rebounds per game. Huseman gets his first free throw here. Here comes Connor Strike back into the ball game now for Don Lease and the Stars. 6 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Ryan Huseman will have one more here for Kearney Catholic, and his shot is up there. It's good. So Huseman now with 4 points in the ball game. He's going to check out. Here comes Blake Holtmeyer into the ball game now for the Stars. And Kearney Catholic's got their biggest lead of the ball game, and it's now a 16-11 ball game. Jake Fowler will bring the ball up now for Adams Central. Matt Moore is into the ball game. He's right in his face defensively. Fowler brings it across the 10-second line to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up by Overmiller. Fowler's shot is up and in. Blake Overmiller gets the offensive board and the putback. That's the first field goal in the ball game for Overmiller. Adams Central now within 3 points. 16-13 is the score. Squires goes to Matt Moore. Moore outside of Fitzgerald. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Barrett. Driving, shooting, and missing the layup. And the rebound comes down here to Connor Strite. Adams Central got the turnover they were looking for, but they could not finish at the hole. There's a shot by Moore from three-point range from the right side. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller. He gets it down to Jake Fowler. The Patriots want to run her back the other way. Here's Overmiller driving down the lane. Dishes off to Hodson in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. And we got a traveling violation. Kristen Hodson is whistled for the extra steps inside. The third turnover now in Adams Central here in the ballgame. Matt Brown comes back in for the Patriots. Here comes Ryan Bruna into the ball game as well. 5:35 to play here in the first half of play. It is a 16-13 ball game. Kearney Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central here tonight. Matt Moore dribbling out here in three-point territory. Goes to Fitzgerald. Entry pass inside, and the shot is up and in. Nice pass to Connor Streit. Streit just drives the ball in the hole and scores. Connor now with 5 points in the ball game for the Stars. 18-13. Kearney Catholic got on top now by 5 points again. There's Adams Central. They lose the ball out of bounds. Curling around underneath the bucket there was Fowler. He lost the ball out of bounds. The fourth turnover on the Patriots here in his first half of play. And now Don Lease is going to send in some fresh bodies in there with 5:10 remaining in the second quarter. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio. We're at the Patriot Gym at Hastings, where Kearney Catholic has got the lead over the Patriots by the score of 18-13. Stars with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Brent James with the ball right at the free throw line. Dishes off now to Alex Lease, left side of the lane. There's a shot by Culling up and in. Tyson Culling got dribble penetration, took it just to the left of the lane, a little 10-footer there. Culling has got 5 points, and the Stars are out on top by seven. It is 20-13. There's a Jake Fowler with the ball now. Jake dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. They get it to Adam Hunt. Hunt brings it back to Fowler. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. That's Barrett with the ball. Barrett picked up by Matt Moore. Drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Barrett has it tipped away. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. That's going to be Patriot basketball. End of the ball game again will be Blake Overmiller for Adams Central. And going out is going to be Jake Fowler. Also down to the scorers table for the Patriots is going to be Jesse Ackerman. And checking out will be Adam Hunt. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Adams Central trailing Kearney Catholic tonight by a score of 20-13. Ackerman will play things in for AC. Gets it to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller dribbling with the ball outside. Now to Ryan Bruna. Bruna comes across the top to Brady Barrett. Barrett moves over here on the wing on the right side to Matt Brown. Gets away with his back to the basket. Now spins, puts up a shot. It's up there and in. Nice move there by Matt Brown. Takes it to the hole. He scores. He's got 3 points in the ball game, and the Patriots back within five. Back the other way is Moore. Has it tipped away by Ackerman of Adams Central. Ball recovered there by Moore. Gets it back to Ackerman. And now into the forecourt, they get it to a Blake Overmiller. Here on the wing on the right side, out to a Brady Barrett. 4-3, his shot is up there. Partially deflected there by Alex Lease. Ball is recovered by the Stars as Huseman has got the ball now. Huseman to Matt Moore. Moves it over to Tyson Culling on the wing on the right side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Jump pass down on the baseline to Huseman. Takes the ball into the paint. An off-balance shot there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by the Stars as Barrett knocks the ball off of the back of Matt Moore, who's down on the ground there for the Stars. So good heads-up play there by Brady Barrett, and the Patriots will come back the other direction. Here comes Alex Lease into the ball game again. Keenan Fitzgerald is going to check back in as well for head coach Don Lease. 3.5 to play here in the first quarter. There's the ball swatted away here on the near sideline by Culling. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Patriot ball. Tyson Culling got his hands over here on the right side. Knocked that ball loose from Overmiller. And now Blake will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here with 3:27 to play in the second quarter. They get it into the Brown just inside the free throw line. Goes over here on the wing. The ball mishandled by Fowler. And the ball is picked up here by Fitzgerald. Running back the other way. That's the fifth turnover on the Patriots. There's a pass by Fitzgerald that's going to be tipped away. That is picked up by Fowler. Long pass ahead. They get it down to the Overmiller. Shot no good. Followed shot by Ackerman is no good. And the rebound comes down to Brent James. Back the other way. Down the right sideline. Fitzgerald has got the ball. Fitzgerald stops. Free throw line extended right side. Moves it down to Culling on the baseline. Back out on top to Brent James. Comes across the top to the left wing now to Keenan Fitzgerald. He stops there. Top of the key to Culling. Tyson holds the ball for the Stars. Adams Central in his man-to-man defense. Tyson Culling, not a lease. Near sideline, Fitzgerald. Shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Blake Overmiller of Adams Central. Gets away to Jake Fowler. Long pass ahead to Ackerman. Shot is up there and in. Jesse Ackerman scores for the Patriots. That's his first field goal. Adams Central is back within 3 points now. 20-17 to score with 2:28 to play. There's the Tyson Culling with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Brings it out here on the dribble in three-point territory. Top of the key, moves it over to Fitzgerald on the wing. On the left side, picked up there by Matt Brown. Rainbow pass goes over to Lease for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. Ackerman has got it for the Patriots. Now to Jake Fowler. Jake runs her back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Stops to the free throw line. Nice pass to Overmiller. Down to the baseline. It's set to be blocked down. Overmiller grabs it back and shot good, and he's fouled. Blake Overmiller had his first shot blocked. He gets the ball back, goes right back up. He scores, and he is fouled in a play here by Tyson Coing. That was Coing who got the first block there on that shot, but Blake Overmiller stays after it, gets the second one to go down, and he's fouled in a play by Tyson Coing. 20-19 is the score now. The Patriots back within 1 point. That's going to be Overmiller going to the free throw line for Adams Central. A 62% foul shooter on the season. The Patriots is a team hitting 56% of their foul shots this year. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a three-point play by Blake Overmiller, and Adams Central has scored the last seven, and it's now tied up at 20 points apiece with 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Patriot gym. Connor Streit has got the ball now. Streit moves it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Gives it away to David Squires. Squires bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Overmiller. He drives, shoots, and misses. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up here by Squires. Squires gets the ball away down the right sideline. Connor Streit pulls up, shoots a three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller gets it away to Jake Fowler down the left sideline to Bruna. His shot for three is up there. That one rims off no good. Rebound comes down to Streit for Kearney Catholic. Now they get it away to Alex Lease. Lease falls down with the ball. He tips it into the backcourt. It's going to be retrieved there by Squires in an over and back violation. Lease just fell down with the ball out here in 3 point territory and then just kind of tapped the ball into the backcourt, picked up by Squires, and an over and back violation on the Stars. Five turnovers on Kearney Catholic. Now with a minute and 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter, the Patriots can reclaim the lead. They come from 7 points down to tie this baby at 20 points apiece. And now Adams Central with the ball back in their offensive zone. Fowler goes down in the corner. That's going to be Barrett. Drives the baseline. He is double-teamed. Barrett comes over here to Hodson. The pass is a little bit wide, but it's tipped out of bounds. Squire's got his hands on it there for Kearney Catholic. Adams Central will play things in right in front of the Stars bench here on the near sideline. Adam Hunt holds the ball for the Patriots. Hunt out on top. That's going to be Matt Brown. Brown gives it away to a Jake Fowler. Man-to-man defense here for the Stars. Down in the corner is going to be Adam Hunt. Wings it over in the left wing. That's going to be Barrett open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Grady Barrett hits the three-pointer for Adams Central. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Adams Central now out on top with a score of 23-20. Patriots on a 10-0 run here in the second quarter. There's a Coing with the ball back outside the ring to a Huseman. Huseman now to Connor Streit. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. The shot goes down through the hole, and they give him the basket. Connor Streit gets the field goal to go down. They give him the bucket, and he is fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his first. So Connor Streit gets the field goal, and now he goes to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Zach Foster talking with one of the officials here on the near sideline. He's the head coach for Adams Central. He said, hey, the whistle was blown clear out here at the free throw line. Connor Streit took it right to the hole. They got the field goal to go down, and they gave him the basket. So Strife's going to try to tack on one right here. Now 23-22, the Patriots with a one-point lead. South of the line is up there and in by Connor Strife to a three-point play. So now we're tied up at 23 points apiece with 33 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got the ball. Jake Fowler comes to the near sideline, goes down in the corner to Brady Barrett. Barrett dribbling with the ball, comes out here to Fowler again. Jake holds it. There's a two-headed pass to the far side to Hunt. Takes it into the lane. Kicks it out here to Matt Brown. Moves inside. Throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up by Streit coming back the other way. Connor Streit 2-on-2. Streit gets it out here to Huseman. He drives it down the lane. Now to Squires. He takes it down the paint. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Fowler from half court throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Rattles off of the rim. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play here at the Patriot Gym. So an entertaining one at that. At the end of two quarters here tonight in boys high school basketball, the score is Kearney Catholic 23, Adams Central 23.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
And we're back with high school basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio. We are in Hastings at Adams Central here tonight. The Kearney Catholic Stars and the Adams Central Patriots closing out their regular seasons here tonight. And we are tied up at 23 points apiece at halftime. Our halftime show here on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. That's Ravenna Sanitation. Adams Central 23 and Kearney Catholic 23. It's been a very competitive basketball game so far. Adams Central got on the scoreboard first on a three-pointer by Jake Fowler. Kearney Catholic comes right back to score four straight points to take their first lead at 4-3. We were tied up at 5 in the first quarter. Tied up at 8 points apiece. Tied up at 11. And Kearney Catholic had a 3-point lead at the end of one by a score of 14-11. The Stars were able to open up a 7-point lead in the second quarter at 20-13. But Adams Central then goes on a 10-0 run to go out on top by a score of 23-20. Then Kearney Catholic getting a 3-point play here right at the end of the second quarter, and that's the way we stand. It is Kearney Catholic 23, Adams Central 23 here at halftime. Check the scoring for Adams Central in this first half. Brady Barrett, he has got a 3 and a 2, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 6 points. Jake Fowler, he's got a 3 and a 2. Fowler has got 5 points here at the break for the Patriots. Blake Overmiller, he's got 5 points for Adams Central. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. The other scores for AC, Matt Brown has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Jesse Ackerman has got a field goal for 2 points, and Christian Hodson has got a field goal and 2 points here for Adams Central. Patriots are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half for 75%, and the Patriots have turned the ball over 5 times here in the first 2 quarters. So leading the way for Adams Central so far, Brady Barrett, he's got 6 points in the basketball game. Well, the Stars of Kearney Catholic, they are 4 out of 5 from the line in this first half. Dunking on 80% of their free throw tosses. They've got 5 turnovers as well. They've got 5 guys that have scored so far here in this first half. Connor Streit, he's leading the way. He's got 8 points. Streit has knocked down 1 3-pointer, and he's got a couple of 2-point field goals. And he's also 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Connor Streit leading the way. He's got 8 for the Stars. Tyson Culling has got 5 points. He's got a 3 and a 2. Also with 5 points in the first half was Alex Lease. He has got a 2-point field goal and a 3-point field goal for his 5. Brian Huseman has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. And Keenan Fitzgerald is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 1 point here at halftime. So Connor Streit leading the way for Kearney Catholic. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And leading the way for Adams Central so far is Brady Barrett. He has got 6. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show here tonight on ESPN Radio. Got a busy night for high school basketball teams here tonight. The girls teams all involved in sub-district final competition here tonight in classes C1, C2, D1, and in D2. Some of the area games going on tonight, and most of these things are tipping off right about now in the C1-8 sub-district final up at Grand Island Northwest tonight. You've got Boone Central playing Grand Island Central Catholic. Boone Central picking up a win over Central City in the semifinals on Tuesday, while Central Catholic took care of St. Paul in the semi. So it's Boone Central playing Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. The C1-9 sub-district tournament being held in town tonight here in Hastings. It is at Hastings College at Lynn Farrell Arena. Minden is playing Hastings St. Cecilia. Minden took care of Adams Central in the semifinals on Tuesday by a score of 74-32, while Hastings St. Cecilia disposed of Kearney Catholic 53-39. So Minden is playing Hastings St. Cecilia tonight at Hastings College. That game is airing this evening on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Winner of that sub-district will play the winner of the sub-district that's going on at Rock County High School. And the finals tonight in that sub-district has Valentine playing O'Neill this evening. Valentine knocked off Broken Bow in the semifinals rather easily on Tuesday night, 60-29, while O'Neill took care of Ainsworth by a score of 57-34. Other sub-district matchups for you tonight, the C-1-2 sub-district final at Seward High School has Sandy Creek playing Milford. Sandy Creek beat Fairbury in the semifinals on Tuesday, 45-32, and Milford took care of Fillmore Central, winning by a score of 67-54. Other sub-district tournament action going on tonight across the area. The C-2-3 sub-district at Sandy Creek has Blue Hill playing Superior tonight. Blue Hill beat Sutton in the semifinals on Tuesday, 50-44, while it was Superior running all over Third Central by a score of 47-15. In the C-2-4 sub-district at Aurora High School tonight, Centura is playing Ravenna. These two teams playing for the third time this season. And we're airing that ball game tonight on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Centura beating Wood River in the semifinals on Tuesday by a score of 40-27. And it was Ravenna beating Shelton, the number two-seeded Shelton Bulldogs, by a score of 54-51. And finally at the D-1-9 tournament at Minden tonight, Kennesaw is playing Amherst in the sub-district final. Kennesaw beat Franklin in the semifinals on Tuesday, 55-28, and Amherst down Axtell by a score of 40-34. Take a look at D-1-2 tonight at York High School. Heartland is playing Bruning Davenport Shickley. Heartland beat Harvard in the semifinals on Tuesday night, 51-29, while Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Dessler by a score of 38-27. And then the D-2-7 sub-district at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. In the finals this evening, you've got Giltner taking on Silver Lake. Those two teams playing, again, all those ball games tipping off at 7 o'clock tonight. Sub-district finals across the region here tonight. We're at halftime of our boys' high school basketball game tonight with Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. We are tied up at 23 points apiece. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We'll get more right after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio. We are at halftime, 23-23 is the score. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic here tonight. The road to the Boys State High School basketball tournament begins next week for both of these teams. They'll both be involved in the C-1-9 sub-district at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus. That sub-district actually gets underway on Monday night. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Gibbon. St. Cecilia, the number 4 seed, Gibbon the number 5 seed. They will play on Monday night at 7 at Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll have that game for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. Then on Tuesday, the St. Cecilia and Gibbon winner will move on to play Minden in the semifinals at 6. The other game has Adams Central playing Kearney Catholic in a rematch of this ball game at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. We'll have both of those games for you as well on the Breeze. And the two winners will play on Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena for the right to move on. So both of these teams involved in the C-1-9 sub-district tournament should be a good one. As a lot of the teams ranked in the top 10 in Class C-1, according to both Metro newspapers, and they'll square off beginning Monday night with that first-round game between Hastings St. Cecilia and the Gibbon Buffaloes. We've got the second half coming up. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show here on ESPN Radio. We've got the second half straight ahead. Stay tuned.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
All right, we're back here at Adams Central as we got the second half underway. Kearney Catholic will have the opening possession here in the second half. We're tied up at 23 points apiece. Stars hitting to our basket to our right. Here's the ball tipped into the backcourt, picked up by Barrett. He goes for the hole, and he's fouled in the play. So Adams Central gets the turnover on Kearney Catholic. It's the Stars' sixth turnover of the ball game. As Barrett comes down with the interception, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Tyson Culling of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Brady Barrett to the free throw line here for the Patriots. Barrett has got 6 points in the ballgame, one out of one from the free throw line as he sinks his first free throw. He was mauled in the act of shooting, so he'll have two shots here. Barrett is 75% foul shooter on the season. Adams Central is a team hitting 56% from the free throw line. Second shot is up there. It is good. And now Adams Central has got a two-point lead over the Stars. It is 25-23 as we play here in the third quarter. Adams Central has went man-to-man the entire way so far. They're man again here on this possession. Here's the Squires with the ball at the top of the key. Moves it over there on the left side. Alex Lee dribbles into the paint. Kicks it out here in the wing. Fitzgerald has got the ball. Fitzgerald moves it on the dribble to the left side of the lane. Fitzgerald trying to drive it. He does against Ackerman. Now gives the ball away to Huseman. Huseman out of the free throw line. They get it to Culling. Back outside for three. That's Fitzgerald. His shot no good. Rebound Huseman goes back up. His shot from underneath the hole is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Overmiller. Overmiller gets the ball now to Barrett. He drives the ball to the basket for AC. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Tyson Culling for Kearney Catholic. Outlet pass to Fitzgerald. He hustles into the forecourt. Outside, there's Strite. His shot is going to be up there no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's going to be Brady Barrett with the ball. Now the Patriots will hold things up. AC back in their offensive zone. Lobs it inside to Hodson. The ball tipped away from him out of bounds. That was Squires getting back there defensively for Kearney Catholic. Tips the ball away from Hodson. And Adams Central will play the ball in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:44 to play here in the third quarter, 25-23. Patriots have a two-point lead over the Stars. Adams Central with the ball. There's Hodson underneath the basket. His shot up and in. Christian Hodson scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And Adams Central now with a four-point advantage at 27-23. Stars come back with the ball. Lease driving it inside. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Jake Fowler jump pass down the right sideline. They get the ball ahead to Hunt. Back outside to Barrett. Shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down here to Keenan Fitzgerald. He runs her back the other way for the Stars. Bounce pass is going to go down in the corner. It's too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Huseman. That ball is down of bounds. Huseman couldn't catch up to it. It's a seventh turnover on Kearney Catholic here in the ballgame. Here comes Brent James back into the ballgame now for Kearney Catholic. Connor Strite going to check in there as well. 6:11 to play. Here in quarter number three, Adams Central has got a four-point lead over the Stars, 27-23. Bringing the ball up on the dribble is going to be Blake Overmiller. Overmiller into the offensive zone here for AC. Dribbling with it against his man-to-man defense. Holtmeyer on defense. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. Blake Overmiller just drives the ball against Holtmeyer. Takes the ball to the paint and scores. That's the third field goal for Blake Overmiller. And the Patriots now have a six-point lead, 29-23. The Stars have led by as many as seven here in the ball game before Adams Central went on a 10-0 run there in the second quarter. Here's Holtmeyer underneath the hole. His shot no good, but he draws a personal foul. That's going to go on Hunt of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line is going to be Blake Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic. He's averaging 4.9 points per ball game, 3 rebounds per game. He has not scored so far tonight. 5:42 to play here in the third. Adams Central leading 29-23. South in the free throw line is up and in by Holtmeyer. Kearney Catholic is a team hitting 62% from the free throw line this year, 41% from the field, and 33% from three-point territory. 29-24, the Patriots with a five-point lead. Holtmeyer will have one more shot here. It's up there, it's good. So he drains a couple of free throws here, and the Stars back to within 4 points at 29-25. Kearney Catholic applying some pressure now in backcourt. Jake Fowler has got the ball here from the Patriots. He runs it across the timeline on that right sideline. Now brings it back to the center of the floor. Here's a two-handed pass to the near side to Barrett. Wings the ball inside. That's going to be Brown. He maneuvers down there. It's not going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Squires. Squires has got it for Kearney Catholic to the far sideline. That's going to be Matt Moore who's into the ball game. Out to Squires for three. Shot good. David Squires, he's a big man, but he throws that baby up from three-point range right down the hole. Here's the ball tipped away in backcourt. Now the scramble is on, and we've got a timeout called here by Don Lees. Connor Strite was down there at the bottom of the stack for Kearney Catholic. They had possession of the ball, and Don Lees calls the timeout here for Kearney Catholic to save the possession. So it's going to be a turnover here, a turnover on Adams Central. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in quarter number three. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 29, Kearney Catholic 28.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
All right, back here at Patriot Gym, 5:06 to play in the third. High school basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic following the Adams Central turnover, the sixth Patriot turnover, has got the ball now in their offensive zone. Here's Matt Moore dribbling outside here against the Fowler of AC. Over to David Squires, free throw line extended left side, now to James. Dribble penetration, now to Moore. Takes the ball down to the baseline, the ball poked away, and is picked up by Bruna. That's a turnover on Kearney Catholic. Ryan Bruna has got it down to Jake Fowler. Fowler, right-handed dribble, back into the offensive zone, stops at the free throw line. Shot is up there, around the rim and down. Jake Fowler gets the roll there for Adams Central. Goes straight up in the air and down through the hole. Fowler down with 7 points in the ballgame. Patriots leading by three, 31-28. Here's a Kearney Catholic strike. Goes down inside to Moore. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Nice pass by Strike. Takes it right down to the right side of the basket to Matt Moore, who gets the field goal to go down. And now Matt Moore goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. It's a 31-30 ball game. The foul's going to go on Hunt. That's going to be his second. So Matt Moore goes to the free throw line now for Kearney Catholic to try to tie this baby up. Kearney Catholic had a 14-11 lead after the first quarter. We were tied up at 23 at halftime. And now Matt Moore trying to tie this baby up here in the third with 4:26 to play. Moore sets. Shot is up there. Yes. Matt Moore hits the free throw, and it's now a 31-31 ball game here in the second half at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. Here's Barrett driving the baseline toward the goal. Collision, and a foul is going to be called. Barrett got the field goal to go down. He's going to be hit with an offensive charging foul. The basket is wiped off of the board as Barrett drives it from the left corner toward the goal and picks up an offensive charge. The second foul on Barrett, the third team foul on the Patriots. Now with 4:15 to play here in the third quarter, Kearney Catholic has a chance to pull ahead here on this possession. Bringing the ball back for the Stars is going to be Matt Moore. Stops here on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Holtmeyer. Shot's possibly deflected. The ball goes out of bounds. They give it to Adams Central. Lost out of bounds there by the Stars. So Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt. End of the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Ackerman. Going out will be Bruna. So Jesse Ackerman back into the ball game now for AC. He's a 6'3" junior for head coach Zach Foster. We're tied up at 31 points apiece just by the four-minute mark here in quarter number three. Here's Blake Overmiller down to Brady Barrett. Brings it back to Overmiller here on the near sideline. Overmiller, one dribble, and brings it back out in the three-point territory to Barrett. He takes the ball to the free-throw line, stops and pops. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer now for Kearney Catholic. Into the forecourt to Stride. He drives it all into the basket. His shot is up there. No good. High in the air for the rebound. It's going to be Barrett. He's checked from behind and a foul called. Brett James gets hit with a personal foul here for Kearney Catholic. That's going to be his first team foul number two on the Stars here in the second half of play. A non-shooting situation for Adams Central. So the Patriots will play things in on the far sideline as Jake Fowler gets it into the hands of Overmiller. Jump pass down in the corner to Brown. Dribbles right side of the lane. Now kicks it out here to Fowler. Shot for three is no good. Rebound. Offensive rebound there by Overmiller. Keeps it alive for the Patriots. Comes out here to Ackerman near the 10-second line. Jesse Ackerman works here against Squires. Hands the ball away now to Overmiller. Overmiller dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Now drives it down to paint. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Brown. His shot is up and in. So the Patriots getting 2 and 3 shots at the hole there, and Matt Brown finally gets one to go down. Adams Central goes back out on top by a score of 33-31. Here's Connor Strike with the ball. Strike down here in the corner for Kearney Catholic. He works over here against Overmiller. 2:50 to play here in the third quarter. There's a pass out top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Barrett. He goes for the basket, and the ball's going to be slapped out of his hands. Nice defensive play there by the Stars, and getting back there for Kearney Catholic, knocking the ball loose, was Brent James. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over for the eighth time, but James with a nice defensive play there, denying a field goal there by Brady Barrett. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in now from underneath their own basket. Barrett looking to key things in. He lobs it out here to Jake Fowler. Fowler gets it back down inside. His shot is up and in. All alone was Matt Brown. I don't know where he came from, but he was all alone. Not a man around defensively for the Stars. Adams Central is out on top now by 4 points, 35-31. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Holtmeyer drives the ball to the basket. He's stripped of the ball and a foul called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Brady Barrett. Still with 2:27 to play here in the third quarter. So Holtmeyer goes to the free throw line for Kearney Catholic. He's got 2 points on a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. They'll have another couple of free throws right here, and this one's up there. It's no good. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on ESPN Radio. 1550 KICS in Hastings, 1460 KXPN in Kearney. 2:27 to play, third quarter, 35-31. Adams Central the lead over the Stars. Holtmeyer will have another shot. It's up there, and that one is good. Nothing but twine that time by Blake Holtmeyer. 35-32 now it should be. There's a shot back at the other end. It's up and in by Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman gets the field goal. It's 37-31, the official score here. 37-31, Adams Central now with a six-point lead. Stars have got the ball back the other way. That's going to be Huseman, who's back into the ball game. Now to Fitzgerald, takes the ball down to the baseline. It's cut off there by Fowler. Cross-court pass comes over to Huseman. Huseman on the wing, spins at the elbow right side, gives away now to Holtmeyer. Dribbling inside the ball, knocked loose, but it's picked up by the Stars. Down to 1:50 to play here in the third. Stars with the ball on their offensive end. There's a Tyson Colling, drives the ball into the paint, stops there, comes back out of the wing to Fitzgerald at the free throw line, dumps it down low to Holtmeyer. He wheels in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. He gets his own rebound back out here to Colling. His shot for three, good. Tyson Colling nails the three ball there for Kearney Catholic. They got a second opportunity right there, an offensive board. Tyson Colling now with 8 points in the ball game. Here's Overmiller down in the corner. Matt Brown, he drives the ball into the lane. It's a deflected. It's now picked up by Brown. His shot is up there, it's good, and he's fouled in the play. Had the ball knocked loose, but Brown stays after it. And he gets the field goal to go down, and now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. He is fouled in the play by Keenan Fitzgerald of Kearney Catholic. Here comes Squires back into the ball game now for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer will come to the bench. 39-35, the Patriots have a four-point lead here. With 1:19 to play in the third, and Matt Brown to the free throw line. Brown's shot is up there, and the shot is going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Squires. Squires gets the ball away now to, looks like a Colling. He gets it back outside now to Fitzgerald. It's shot for three. Good. Nobody picked him up. But Fitzgerald hits his first three-pointer in the ball game from the right wing. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 39-38 ball game now. As Adams Central has got a one-point lead. Matt Brown with the ball here on the near sideline. Out on top to Blake Overmiller. The Stars still in that man-to-man defense. Overmiller drives the ball down the left side of the lane, spins, puts up a shot short. Rebound loose. Ackerman had it, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Stars with 48.5 seconds to play. It goes on Squires. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Kearney Catholic. Adams Central also with four fouls. Christian Hobson comes into the ball game now for Adams Central. Hunt will play things in to Hobson. Now to Fowler out here in three-point territory. As we are under 1 minute to play here in this third quarter, 39-38, the Patriots have a one-point lead. Fowler to the right sideline. Adam Hunt has got it. Takes the ball inside the free throw circle. Loses control. Gets it to Ryan Bruna. Bruna takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass. Right side to Hobson. Back out of the wing to Bruna. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hunt. Takes it just to the left side of the lane. His shot is up and in. Adam Hunt, a little short jumper there by the Patriots. He's got 2 points. Adams Central is out on top now by a score of 41-38. 17 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Alex Leese with the ball for the Stars. Comes to the near sideline, and now we got a timeout here from Don Lee says the Stars will try to set something up here on the near sideline. 9.1 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 41, Kearney Catholic 38.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys, doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Oofa!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Oofa!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Oofa!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
High school basketball for you tonight here on ESPN Radio. From the Patriots gym at Adams Central. Adams Central has got the lead over the Stars, 41-38. Season finale, regular season finale for both of these teams. And again, they'll see each other here in a couple of days again, this time over at Hastings College at Lynn Farrell Arena. That will be in the semifinals of the C19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. It'll be the 8 o'clock ball game on Tuesday. And that game can be heard on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 next week. Minden will play either Hastings St. Cecilia or Gibbon in the opener at 6 o'clock. There's an entry pass. They get it inside. The ball is going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Adams Central by Hunt. His shot from backcourt is no good. They're trying to go inside. Alex Lees, he was basically knocked down in the play. No foul called there as the ball was jarred loose. Picked up by Hunt in backcourt, and time expires as Kearney Catholic trying to set up that last play, and it didn't work. It blows up, so that's the end of the third quarter of play. Adams Central has got the lead after three. It's Adams Central 41, Kearney Catholic 38.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight at the Patriots gym. 41-38 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here over Kearney Catholic. The Stars are getting ready to inbound the ball on the far sideline, and now the officials coming over to the scorer's table are going to say, wait a minute, it's an Adams Central ball in the alternating jump, so the Patriots will play things in on the far sideline. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our left here tonight, and they'll play things in. Fourth quarter underway, 41-38. The Patriots have a three-point lead over the Stars. Kearney Catholic has been beaten only four times all year, twice by Ravenna. There's Barrett's shot up there from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Overmiller, and a foul is going to be called. So a foul here will go on the Stars. It's going to go on Alex Lees. That's going to be his second. The team playing with a whole lot of emotion tonight with next week's game on the agenda. That's the one that, for all the marbles, the right to move on, continue their season. Jesse Ackerman has got the ball here on the near sideline for AC. Drives the ball to the goal. He shot it up there and in. Jesse Ackerman has got three field goals and 6 points. Adams Central is out now to a five-point lead at 43-38 early here in the fourth quarter, 7.5 to play in the ball game. Brent James has got the ball over here on the wing to a Fitzgerald. Keenan Fitzgerald comes outside to a Huseman. Huseman moves it over on the wing, and the left side down to Brent James. To Squires, fakes the three, moves to his left, fires up a three, a shot good. David Squires, his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. As now a 43-41 ball game. Adams Central with a two-point lead. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball on the right side. Gets it over there to a Blake Overmiller. Entry pass to get it to Barrett. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Squires. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Here comes Brian Huseman with the ball down in the corner to Lease. Lee sends it back out on the left wing to Huseman. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Barrett. He drives, shoots, and scores. Brady Barrett scores on the miscue there by Kearney Catholic. Back the other way. Here's a shot by James. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hodson. So James misses the layup there. Now the Patriots have a four-point lead, 45-41, and the basketball. Blake Overmiller back in the offensive zone, goes to Barrett for three. His shot is up there. He hits it. Ray Barrett now in the ballgame with 13. Adam Central has built a seven-point lead, 48-41. The Stars had a seven-point lead in the first half. There's a long-range three by Fitzgerald. That one's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Adam Central's Overmiller. He gets the ball away to Hodson. Hodson here in backcourt, back to Overmiller. Gets the ball ahead to Fowler. Drives for the basket. His shot off the window. Good. Jake Fowler now with 9 points in the ball game, and the Patriots have a nine-point lead, 50-41. Here's Connie Kaplan with the ball. Fitzgerald to James. Now to Squires, left wing. Three-pointer up there. No good. Rebound Overmiller has it stripped away. Huseman has got it. There's an entry pass to get it to Squires. His shot in the lane. No good, and he's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by the Patriots. Yeah, I think that's going to be Ackerman again. Ackerman's going to pick up his third personal foul. That's the case. Team foul number five on the Patriots here in the second half. And going to the free throw line, David Squires for Kearney Catholic. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. Make it seven as that one goes down. Squires with a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame, and now he hits his first free throw. We get some more subs coming in here for Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lease. 50-42 is the score. Kearney Catholic down by eight. David Squires will have one more. Next shot is up here is good. He's got 8 points now in this ballgame. Coming in will be Adam Hunt, and going out will be Jake Fowler. Adam Central 50, Kearney Catholic 43. Here the Stars have lost only four games all season long. Two of those were to Ravenna, one to North Platte St. Pat's, and one to McCook. They're trailing here by 7 points in the fourth quarter. Here's Overmiller with the ball on the right side of the lane. Overmiller double team, takes it down to Hodson. Hodson now in the lane. It's going to be mishandled by Hunt. He was wide open, and Hunt mishandles the ball. Turnover number seven on the Patriots. That pass was high, but Hunt couldn't bring it in. Here's a Connor Streit with the ball now for Kearney Catholic. Gives it away to Matt Moore at the top of the key. Now to Squires. Back to Matt Moore. Dribbles inside the ring. Takes it down on the baseline. Kicks it down in the corner to Connor Streit. Circles around. His shot's going to be blocked in the lane. It's going to be blocked in the lane. Picked up by Ackerman. Running back the other way. Down the lane. He goes. His shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Holtmeyer. Long pass ahead. They get it to Moore. He drives for the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Moore fell down. No foul called. And the rebound comes down to Brady Barrett. Barrett's going to hand it away now to Overmiller here in backcourt. 4:50 to play in the fourth quarter. 50-43. Adams Central with a 7-point lead. And now a timeout here from Zach Foster. Adams Central wants to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 50, Kearney Catholic 43.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers and Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
High school basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our network of stations also out and about tonight in sub-district girls tournament action tonight over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Minden is playing Hastings St. Cecilia in the sub-district final over at Hastings College. At the Aurora Sports Complex tonight on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, the ball game underway between Ravenna and Centura. So after this, we can catch some girls' sub-district tournament action on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. 50-43 is the score. Adams Central out on top of Kearney Catholic. Adams Central inbounding the ball here in their offensive zone. Fowler has got it. Fowler comes outside to Hunt. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Gives it away to Fowler. Inside, off of the fingertips of Hodson out of bounds. Good pass there from Fowler, but right to the fingertips of Christian Hodson. The eighth turnover on the Patriots. Nine turnovers on Kearney Catholic in the ballgame, and now the Stars have a chance to slice into the lead right here. It is 50-43. Adams Central with a seven-point lead. Here's Huseman with the ball. Out on top now to Fitzgerald. Gives it away now to Elise. His shot from the wing is going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Overmiller. He's going to be fouled here in backcourt. And we're going to foul here. It's going to go on Kearney Catholic is going to go on Tyson Culling. That's going to be his third. Team foul number six on the Stars. They're in the second half of play, a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Adam Central inbounding the ball. Adam Hunt has got it here in backcourt. Gets away. There's a pass to Overmiller. Overmiller brings it into the offensive zone. Jump pass down in the corner to Brown. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Contact made again. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic running back the other way. Fitzgerald out to Lease. Right side now to a Brent James. Out on top behind his screen. Fitzgerald has got it. Moves to his right. Fires up a three ball. It's up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Huseman. Huseman back out on the wing to Fitzgerald. Drives for the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Matt Brown. The ball recovered by Adam Central. Picked up here by Adam Hunt. Patriots have the ball into the offensive zone again. Blake Overmiller has got it. 3:39 to play in the ball game. 50-43. Patriots have the lead. And now a foul is going to be called here on Tyson Culling. Tyson going after the ball there and actually knocked down Overmiller right at the 10-second line and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the fourth one on Culling. He's going to have to check out. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Matt Moore. Also coming in for the Stars will be Connor Streit. Checking back out is going to be Brent James. The seventh team foul in Kearney Catholic, so we're going to have some free throws, or at least a one-and-one situation here for Overmiller. He has got 7 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He's a 62% foul shooter on the season. Adams Central 50, Kearney Catholic 43, as Blake Overmiller will toe the mark here for the Adams Central Patriots. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Blake has an older brother, Matt Overmiller, that's the starting quarterback for the Hastings College football team after playing here at Adams Central. 51-43. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So Overmiller hits a couple of free throws, and the Adams Central Patriots have got a 9-point lead over Kearney Catholic, 52-43. Alex Lease with the ball at the free throw line, kicks it over here to Fitzgerald on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Huseman. Huseman can't go up. He instead goes out to Lease for three. His shot is up there. It's no good, and we got the ball hitting a support arm up above the basket. Officially out of bounds, and the Patriots will play things in. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Adams Central is out on top of the Stars tonight, 52-43. AC plays things in. That's Jake Fowler with the ball. Fowler comes over here to a Blake Overmiller, runs it into the offensive zone. Overmiller works out on top now against the Connor Strike. Gets away. Overmiller gets into the hands of Brady Barrett. Spins here at the elbow, left side of the lane. Out to Adam Hunt. Hunt now to Overmiller. Overmiller dribbling the ball against Strike. Now to Adam Hunt again. Hunt fakes the handoff, and now he drives the ball over the basket and scores. Adam Hunt out here in three-point territory. Kind of hesitated and then drove it to the goal, and Adam Hunt gets his second field goal of the ball game, and the Patriots have their biggest lead of the ball game at 54-43. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Fitzgerald. It's no good. And now we got Barrett came down with a rebound and calls a timeout, and his dude is knocked to the floor. So Adams Central saves the possession here as Barrett is knocked to the floor. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The Patriots have their biggest lead of the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 54, Kearney Catholic 43.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. The Patriots out on top of Kearney Catholic by a score of 54-43. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this one. Now Kearney Catholic will apply some pressure in backcourt. Adams Central will play things in. Overmiller gets it into Hunt. Back to Overmiller. Back to Hunt. Back to Overmiller into the offensive zone. Down in the corner to Brown. He drives the baseline. He's cut off. Comes out here to Jake Fowler. Fowler picked up by Matt Moore. Fowler dribbling with the ball. Now he's double-teamed. He gets the ball away to the near sideline to Barrett. Down in the corner to Hunt. Adams Central is spreading the floor. Now going to run some clock with 2:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. They're going to play keep away from the Stars. Kearney Catholic has already got Adams Central in the bonus here in the second half of play. There's Brady Barrett. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Back out on top to Hunt. Moves it over to Fowler. It's a cat-and-mouse game right now. Fowler dribbling with the ball. Gets it to Adam Hunt down the near sideline. Down in the corner to Barrett. The ball poked away, and it's going to be picked up here by Huseman. A turnover on Adams Central. They get the ball to Lease into the forecourt. There's the ball tipped away. It goes out of bounds down here, and they give the ball to Kearney Catholic. They say it was off of the foot of Jake Fowler in that far sideline. So Kearney Catholic will play things in. Into the ball game now for the Stars will be Culling. Also coming in is going to be David Squires, a couple of three-point specialists there for the Stars. A minute and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 54-43. Adams Central will lead. They inbound the ball to Fitzgerald out here. 35 feet away from the basket. Now he drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes to the goal, and his son is up and in. The Patriots gave him the drive there as he took it all the way to the basket. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. And now Don Lease wants to call a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. 1:45 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 54, Kearney Catholic 45.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Coming up, we've got the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight from the Patriot Gym. Minute and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Boys High School basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio. 54-45. Adams Central has got the lead over Kearney Catholic. AC will inbound the ball here in backcourt. That's Overmiller looking to play things in for the Patriots. He will get things in to Brown. Brown is double-teamed, triple-teamed, finally gets the pass away to Hunt, and he loses the ball out of bounds. So consecutive turnovers here by the Patriots, and the Stars will again send in David Squires. Here comes Tyson Culling back into the ball game. Kearney Catholic is down by 9 points, just a three-possession ball game here at 54-45. Tyson Culling with the ball now for Kearney Catholic, drives it all the way to the baseline, down the right side of the lane, kicks it out here on the wing to Fitzgerald. He moves the ball down to the baseline, bounce pass in the lane there. That's Culling, his shot no good, but he's hacked in the arm. Nice pass, Culling goes up with a shot, but he's hacked on the arm here by Overmiller of Adams Central. That's going to be Blake's first team foul, number 6 on the Patriots, but going to the free throw line is going to be Tyson Culling. He was in the act of shooting, he'll get 2 shots here. Culling with 8 in the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Make it 9 as that free throw goes down. He'll get one more. Here comes Holtmeyer back into the ball game now for Squires. A minute and 34 seconds to play in the ball game. Adams Central out on top of Kearney Catholic. 54-46. Here comes the next shot. That one is good by Tyson Culling. So he hits a pair. And into the contest now is going to be Brent James. Going out will be Culling. So Brent James out there for the Stars. As Kearney Catholic applies the pressure here in backcourt, Overmiller again will look to inbound. He does. Gets it to the far sideline. That's Fowler. Gets it now to Overmiller. Long pass ahead to get it to Adam Hunt. Back into the offensive zone. Double team, triple team. And now we've got a foul called here. Then we got a timeout called. It's called from the bench here from head coach Zach Foster. So a minute and 26 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Over there was a triple team, right, as he crossed the 10-second line. They had him trapped along the baseline. So now we got a timeout called here with a minute and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 54, Kearney Catholic 47.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym. Adams Central has not handled the pressure very well the past couple of possessions. They've got a couple of turnovers, and there they had to call a timeout as Adam Hunt was triple-teamed just as he brought the ball across the 10-second line. So Zach Foster calling the timeout, the head coach for the Patriots. We'll see what AC elects to do here. Hunt will inbound the ball off the far sideline. With a minute and 26 seconds to play, they go into the backcourt to Jake Fowler. And again, he'll have to try to bring things up, this time against Brent James. Fowler on the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone, hands it away to Overmiller. Over to Hunt, free throw line extended right side. Comes back out to Overmiller, lobs it down in the corner to Matt Brown. Down to Hunt, he's going to be fouling the play. Keenan Fitzgerald is going to be hit with a personal foul. He just reaches out there and grabs Adam Hunt. Now Adam will go to the free throw line here for the Patriots. Hunt has got 4 points in the ball game thus far. 38% foul shooter in the season. And Hunt needs to knock down a couple right here for the Patriots. They're out on top by 7, 54-47. So Hunt will have a 1-1 here. That's only the 8th team foul in the Stars here in the second half. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and goes down. It's now 55-47. Adams Central looking to improve to 15-6 on the season after this one. And get ready for the sub-district tournament action coming up next week. Next shot is up there. It's good by Adam Hunt, so he hits a couple of free throw tosses. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic will play again next Tuesday. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Overmiller. That's the 10th turnover on Kearney Catholic, and now we got a foul called here. Adam Hunt again is fouled in a play by Keenan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald picks up his third. And Hunt will go back to the free throw line here for a 1-1 situation for the Patriots. That's the 9th team foul in Kearney Catholic. So Hunt, who hit a couple of free throws just seconds ago, will have an encore performance here. His shot is up there, and that one is good. Hunt now has 7 points in the ball game for the Patriots. Brady Barrett leading the way. He has got 13 for AC tonight. Adams Central back out to a 10-point lead, 57-47, with a minute and 1 second to play. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Hunt. So he's hit 4 free throws here in the past couple of seconds. And the Patriots are back out on top by 11 again at 58-47. There's a Tyson Culling with the ball. Tyson takes it to the free throw line. There's a pass over in the wing on the left side. A 3-pointer thrown up there by Huseman. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller. Overmiller gets the ball away now to Jake Fowler. To Overmiller. Far sideline. Brady Barrett has got it. Barrett double teamed on the far side. The ball poked away, but it goes out of bounds. Culling trying to save it there for the Stars and couldn't get to it. It goes out of bounds, and Adams Central playing things in. Holtmeyer back into the ball game for the Stars. Here comes Connor Streit back in. A defensive change there for head coach Don Lees. Coming to the bench is going to be Culling and also Brian Huseman. 58-47. Inbounds pass. They get it to a Fowler. Fowler takes it down to the baseline, and now a traveling violation is called. Fowler was leading a 2-on-1 break back the other way along with Matt Brown. And Fowler is hit with a traveling violation. That's the 11th turnover on Adams Central. Here's Fitzgerald with the ball, drives it down the lane, dishes off. Here's a shot up and in. Holtmeyer scoring there for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer gets his first field goal. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, 58-49 with 22 seconds to play. And here's a traveling violation again on Adams Central. It's going to go on Hunt. He was double-teamed along the far sideline, and Hunt is whistled for the traveling violation. Looked like he was kind of nudged from behind, but the officials give the ball to the Stars. They'll play things in. That's a Tyson Culling. A jump pass over here. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Getting his hands on it was Overmiller. So Kearney Catholic will play things in now with 15.8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Connor Strike gets it in. There's a Fitzgerald, pulls up on the wing, now sends a pass down low, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds again by Overmiller. Trying to get it down here to Connor Streit on the short block over here on the right baseline. Deflected out of bounds by Overmiller. Now we're down to 11.9 seconds to play. They'll play things in here to Holtmeyer. Goes over on the far side to Streit, drives for the basket, his shot is up and in. Connor Streit scores, and now Kearney Catholic wants to call another timeout here. This one with 5.7 seconds to play. 5.7 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Adams Central 58, Kearney Catholic 51.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Well, now these two teams will have 4 days to think about this one. I don't know who would have the advantage as we play again next Tuesday in the first round of the sub-district basketball tournament. Do you want to go in after beating a team, or do you want to come back with some revenge in mind? The two coaches will have to decipher that and get their ball clubs ready to go for next Tuesday. Opening round of the C19 sub-district basketball tournament at Hastings College. These two teams will play again next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock in the second ball game that night. Here's the inbounds pass. It'll be deflected right back out of bounds by Blake Holtmeyer of Kearney Catholic. Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt. They've got to lead by 7, 58-51, with 4.8 seconds to play. The Stars are fighting right to the finish here as Matt Moore is going to come in, replacing David Squires. There's Overmiller to inbound the ball here for Adams Central. Looking. They finally get it in. The ball tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by Stride. His shot from underneath the hole. His shot is up there. Bounces on the iron. No good. It falls off there. And that's the end of the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots will beat Kearney Catholic tonight in the season finale for both of these teams. Adams Central wins it by 7 points at 58-51. So the Patriots will improve to 15 wins and 6 losses on the season, and Kearney Catholic finishes the regular season with a mark of 17-5. And again, both of these teams will play each other again on Tuesday night over at Hastings College. That'll be the 8 o'clock ball game in the semifinals of the C19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. Again, the final score, Kearney Catholic losing to Adams Central tonight by a score of 58-51. Stick around. We've got the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Hey, we're back here at the Patriots gym. This one in the books tonight as Adams Central knocks off Kearney Catholic in boys high school basketball. The final score of 58-51. This is the Misco Sports postgame show here on ESPN Radio. Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. Even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations in the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, you can contact them at their main office in Ord. The number is 308-728-5261. That's Misco's Sports. So it was a tight ball game throughout much of the first half of play. Each team had a lead. Adams Central trailed Kearney Catholic 14-11 after the first quarter. Kearney Catholic built a 7-point lead in the second quarter at 20-13. The Patriots responded by going on a 10-0 run to go out on top 23-20. Kearney Catholic getting a 3-point play right at the end of the second quarter to tie things up at halftime, 23-23. They're tied up several times in the third quarter of play, tied up at 31, tied up at 33. Adams Central then went ahead 37-31 late in the third quarter. Patriots led at the end of three, 41-38. And Adams Central got out to as much as a 9-point lead in the second half at 50-41. Later on in the quarter, they got out to an 11-point lead at 54-43. And the Patriots finishing off with a 7-point win tonight over the Stars, winning by a score of 58-51. Scoring in the ball game tonight for Kearney Catholic, they were led by Tyson Culling as he finishes with 10 points in the ball game. Culling had a couple of 3-pointers and he had a 2-point field goal, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also with 10 points tonight was Connor Streit. Streit knocks down 1 3-pointer, and he had 3 2-point field goals, and he was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Culling had 10. Connor Streit had 10 points. The other scores for Kearney Catholic, David Squires held to 8 points tonight. He had a couple of three-pointers, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Keegan Fitzgerald, he had 6 points tonight. Fitzgerald had a 3 and a 2, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line for his 6. Blake Holtmeyer had 5 points tonight. He had a field goal, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free-throw line. Brian Huseman had a field goal, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line for 4 points. Matt Moore had a field goal, and he was 1 out of 1 from the line for 3 points. Connie Catholic, 12 out of 14 from the free-throw line tonight, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central is 11 out of 13 from the foul line. They turned the ball over 12 times. Leading scorer in the ball game for the Patriots was Brady Barrett, as he scores 13 points. Barrett had a three-pointer. In fact, he had 2 3-pointers in the ball game and 2 2-point field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free-throw line, so Barrett scores 13, the only Patriot to reach double figures tonight. Blake Overmiller had 9 points tonight. He had 3 field goals. He was 3 out of 3 from the free-throw line. Matt Brown, he had 4 field goals, and he was 1 out of 3 from the line for 9 points. Also with 9 points was Jake Fowler. Fowler knocks down a tray early in the ball game, and then had 3 2-point field goals to score his 9. Adam Hunt had 8 points tonight. He had a couple of field goals, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. And Jesse Ackerman, he had 3 field goals and 6 points for Adams Central. Also getting into the scorebook was Christian Hodson. He had a couple of field goals and 4 points for Adams Central. So the Patriots won this one tonight by a score of 58-51. Connie Catholic had a 14-11 lead at the end of the first quarter, tied up at 23 points apiece at halftime. Patriots go ahead by a score of 41-38, and Adams Central wins it tonight by a score of 58-51. So Adams Central now 15-6 on the season. Connie Catholic drops to 17 wins and 5 losses. Both of these teams involved in that C19 sub-district basketball tournament next week at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus. That thing will get started on Monday night. It'll be the number 4 and number 5 seeded teams playing. Hastings Saints to say the number 4 seed taking on the number 5 seeded Gibbon Buffaloes. That will go at 7 o'clock on Monday. Pre-game show begins at 6:45 Monday night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Then Tuesday, the semifinals, Minden, the number 1 seeded team in the C19 sub-district tournament. They will play either St. Cecilia or Gibbon in the first ball game at 6, followed by a rematch of this ball game at 8 o'clock involving Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. The Stars will be the number 2 seed, Adams Central the number 3 seed, and then the two winners will play for the sub-district final on Thursday night at 7 at Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll have all the games from that tournament on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So again, Adams Central wins it here in the regular season matchup over Kearney Catholic. Patriots getting 13 points tonight from Brady Barrett to spur them to the win. Kearney Catholic with 10 points from Tyson Culling and 10 points from Connor Streit. It was not enough as Adams Central beats Kearney Catholic tonight by a score of 58-51. So that wraps things up here on the Misco Sports postgame show from ESPN Radio. Again, Misco Sports has served Kearney in the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. Even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, you can contact our main office at 308-728-5261. A reminder, there's more basketball action on our network of stations here tonight at Plant River Radio. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, the C19 Girls Subdistrict Final. Hastings St. Cecilia playing Minden tonight. And over on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, the C24 Subdistrict Final between the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Centurions of Centura. That'll wrap things up from the Patriot Gym tonight. Again, the final score, Adams Central 58, Kearney Catholic 51. For ESPN Radio, I'm Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.